Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, in Lebanon, Israel carried out airstrikes on the southern suburbs of Beirut this morning, the first time the capital has been targeted in nearly a week. The Israeli military said it had targeted an underground weapons warehouse used by Hezbollah, and this coincides with the arrival of aid in northern Gaza for the first time in 2 weeks. Well, for the very latest, I'm joined on the line by Alistair Bunkle, who's Middle East correspondent with Sky News. Good morning, Alistair.
Good morning.
So this is the first strike by Israel on Beirut in 5 days. And it happened despite these reports we've heard that Israel had made some sort of commitment to de-escalate attacks, both on Beirut itself and on the suburbs.
Yeah, and apparently doing so under the demands or the request, whichever way you want to look at it, of President Biden. So it had been a 5 day period where the Israelis had not struck Beirut at all. The Israelis always said that they, in their opinion, retained the right to strike Hezbollah wherever they needed to. So my reading of it is that there was some sort of agreement or a concession made by the Israelis to the Americans, but it wasn't a sort of a blanket concession. It wasn't, you know, we will not strike Beirut anymore. It was probably more along the lines of we will be far more limited in what we do and when we do it.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to view that in the context of Kamala Harris asking that aid be allowed in, and we saw an increase in the level of aid being allowed into Gaza. But then on the other hand, this request from Joe Biden, it seems, was only very loosely followed.
Yeah, and we'll see whether or not this is, you know, the start of a new round of strikes in Beirut, or whether or not we enter another quieter period in the Lebanese capital. And, you know, rather than being a daily occurrence or multiple times every day, is this just a one-off strike? Or are we going to see Beirut once again become the center of this new war between Israel and Hezbollah? Mm-hmm. As for, you know, Kamala Harris, yes, she tweeted urging more aid to get into Gaza. And within a few hours, really, the Israelis did allow 30 trucks of food and flour into northern Gaza. It's something. It really is not enough. Northern Gaza went 2 weeks without any aid. And so that is what has prompted the Americans to write to the Israelis and threaten to withhold arms shipments if something is not done about it pretty quickly.
And the Israelis continue to insist that the aid is falling into the wrong hands. Just to go back to Lebanon for a moment, there was some relief for Beirut for the last 5 days, but the strikes continue in other parts. There were 18 deaths at least in the last number of days, both in the east and the south. So those attacks, those missile attacks, they continue unabated.
And I think 5 people have been killed, according to the Lebanese health ministry, in the last hour or so in sort of southern central Lebanon. So those attacks are very much continuing. They're very widespread. I think in the last 24 hours, there was one right up in the north, so in a Christian area, which is not traditionally known to be an area that has Hezbollah presence. So Israel is striking wherever it wants to in Lebanon and around the Lebanese borders into Syria as well to stop smuggling routes in. They call it a limited targeted operation. We're now 2 weeks on since the ground invasion. That is expanding. Around 25%, a quarter of all Lebanese are living under some sort of evacuation order. And so I don't think that in practice, in reality, it is limited at all.
Mm-hmm. And while all of this is going on, we are waiting to see how or when Iran might retaliate. The foreign minister spoke to the UN Secretary General and said that they're ready. And we know that they've said this from the get-go. They're ready to respond if Israel attacks. Do we have any clearer sense of what they might do?
Well, it depends on what the Israelis do, and we're still waiting for that. It's Israel's move, if you want to put it like that. And they have waited far longer than I would have expected. I thought they would have carried out strikes against Iran far sooner than this. I think we are probably getting closer. The American air defense system that they promised is arriving in Israel this week. That will probably give the Israelis some confidence. What they're going to do When they're going to do it, we don't know. And I think any response from Iran to that attack will depend on what they attack and what kind of damage is done. But I think as a general rule, I think the Iranians would like to see an end to this round of escalation between them and the Israelis, but I would not take that as a guaranteed course of events.
Alistair, thanks once again for being with us. Alistair Bunkle there from Sky News.